In 1940, America, with its bustling industries and mighty railroads, produced a sleek and shiny streamliner, the Missouri River Eagle, built by American Car and Foundry. The number 750 parlor observation car was part of this train. It was air-conditioned, had a public address system, a private dining room with plush carpeting, individual reclining seats, and an observation area. The first streamliners of the Missouri Pacific Railroad had a beautiful blue and gray color scheme, an eagle motif on the car's flanks. This was a creation of Raymond Lohy, a French-born industrial designer. Lohy achieved fame for his many designs across a variety of industries. Some of his designs were logos for Shell, Exxon, TWA, and the Greyhound Scenic Cruiser bus. The Eagle's claim to fame came about when Missouri Senator Harry S. Truman traveled on this train from his hometown of Independence, Missouri to Washington, D.C. Truman used this train for years, from his term in the Senate to his years as Vice President under President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Unlike President Roosevelt, the first president to travel by airplane, Truman preferred to make his campaign trips by train. He liked direct contact with the public. He could stop and give speeches to people in many towns around the United States. When Truman's 8 years as President of the United States ended on January 20th, 1953, private citizen Harry Truman took his last trip on the Eagle home to Independence, Missouri, mingling with other passengers along the way. He had no Secret Service protection. His only income was an Army pension. As the Eagle glided over the rails toward Missouri, did Citizen Truman reflect on his legacy as president? I wonder where his thoughts wandered on that final trip home to Independence. Was he now able to put the past to rest? If only the walls of the Eagle could talk.